Okay, let's talk about your 67-year-old man with mantle cell who presented in 2004.
All right, so he is a guy who is now 67 who was diagnosed with stage 4 mantle cell in 2004. And he got pretty typical therapy. He got CHOP rituximab. And he, at that point, was 55. So instead of an auto, he got an allo. So when you get treated at a transplant center, you sort of up the ante a little bit. So he achieved a CR, a complete remission. He remained in a complete remission for about 5 years.
Hold on. Let's go back a little bit here.
Okay.
So he presents at the age of 55 with mantle cell, gets chemo R, and then an allo transplant.
Yes.
So was that at your place?
Yes. So at that point, he was very high risk. And we do consider allos for our high risk mantle cells, the blastoid variants or people who... I have a lady now who had CNS involvement. You know, so if folks are high risk, it is still on the table.
I don't know. Maybe he would have had the same thing if he got an auto. Well, actually, he has the allo in 2005, and then he recurs in 2009. So he gets four years.
He got 4 years, yep.
Which, you know, I guess you might see that with an auto or even
Absolutely.
Without either one, right?
Right. And so today, I'm not sure we would have done that same thing, but back in 2005, we didn't have some of these novel therapies that we have today. You know, and as you see these people who have been diagnosed for a number of years, that's a very common story that we would potentially have managed him differently today. But at least he's here, right? He's here that we can talk about this, which is great.